More than 800 homes and a primary school could be built on the edge of Norwich, as officers recommend the plans for approval. Broadland District Council will meet to decide whether the 91-acre development on Salhouse Road in Sproston should go ahead. 21 people have raised objections. The development will cover a 91-acre site to the south of Salhouse Road between Sproston and Thorpe End. Essex-based RK Properties, John Faircloth, Janet Faircloth and David Smith submitted the original application back in April. And now Broadland District Council officers have recommended the development for approval prior to it going before a planning committee. The proposals include land for a bus rapid transit scheme and a section of Orbital Link Road which will go from Salhouse Road to Plumstead Road.
Campaigners against appalling rail fare increases have held a protest outside Norwich Railway Station. The gathering was part of a national day of action by Action for Rail against the national average hike of a 2.3% in ticket prices. Across the Greater Anglia network, fares are going up by 1.8%, meaning an annual season ticket from Norwich to London Liverpool Street will increase by £144, from £7,740 to £7,884. However, some fares are staying the same, including standard singles and returns to London from Norfolk stations. Dave Welsh, the NOB4NOR convener, said, "We're reflecting the shock and anger of the rail passengers. The fares before this latest increase were already out of reach for anybody on a low income." He added the most common complaints from Greater Anglia passengers were overcrowded carriages, as well as late, interrupted or cancelled services. A Greater Anglia spokesman said the company was investing £5 million to make its trains more reliable, as well as working with Network Rail to secure better tracks, signalling and overhead line equipment.
A rare view of a Norwich historical landmark is visible for a limited time as a major shop revamp storms ahead. Demolition work to extend the Norwich City Centre Primark store has revealed a glimpse of the 11th century castle from the busy shopping area. The shop unit, previously used by Dorothy Perkins and Wallace next to the Budget fashion shop, is being knocked down to make way for the ambitious redevelopment plans. Primark will expand into the empty space and create an extra shopping floor.
A special chief inspector, who has clocked up more than 12,000 volunteer hours of service, is honoured after being included in the New Year's honours list. Special Chief Inspector Ray Lumley was made an MBE for services to policing. The accolade for the Norfolk Police volunteer, who has completed 30 years with the force, comes soon after receiving a long service award from Prince Charles at Sandringham.
Tourists would not expect to see a piece of Norfolk on the other side of the world. But for one person, the name Great Yarmouth sprang up 5,823 miles away in Bangkok. A bus, which once ran as the number 3 and 8 services in the town, was pictured recently in the capital city of Thailand. The surprising sight raised the question of how the vehicle, which once took passengers between Caister and Great Yarmouth, is now taking on commuters in Bangkok.
Police are being asked to investigate after men were spotted in the driveways and gardens of several properties. The incidents have been reported in the Thorpe St Andrew area and involve male figures lurking around people's homes. Philip Clay, 46, said he caught 4 men dressed in hoodies and beanie hats on his CCTV cameras after they jumped over his fence. Nothing was stolen during the incident, but he said a saw was found in a nearby garden on the same stretch of road, that's Hillcrest Road. He is now asking for police to take more of an interest, as it has left him and others living nearby feeling vulnerable. Our second feature is again written by Derek James, who has fond memories of a man with a passion for cycle speedway. And here to tell us about him is Roy Townsend.